Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Smart and Final. You too experience an innocent tour. It's coming to the SAP Center May 7th, and now a second show has been added for May 8th at the SAP Center. Tickets go on sale this Monday, December 11th. At noon at livenation.com, and you can be our guest at the May 8th show. We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697.
It's one of their new songs. Yeah. It's called The Showman.
Turn up a little bit. Was their first record Boy or War? Or,
yeah.
One like, or the other.
Like 1980?
I'll tell you.
I mean, can you imagine if in 1980 when you heard your first U2 song that you thought 40 years later they're going to have the number one album this week.
I wouldn't have thought anything about 40 years at that age anyway.
Right. That's true.
None of that.
I'm sure the world would be over by then.
Occurred to me.
I think that was 1983.
But I saw them really early on. And I don't remember which tour it was, but it would have been Joshua Tree or even before that.
Right.
Well, didn't we all go together? I think the first and only time I saw you too.
Yeah, we saw them on Zoo TV or something.
No, we went to Oakland Coliseum.
Right, but wasn't that the Zoo TV? Oh, it was the Pop. That was called the Pop Tour, right?
I don't remember what the tour was called. I just remember us being there.
Yeah, I remember us going together.
Boy was in 1980.
1980?
And let me see if I have War. And War.
Oh, War was 1983.
83.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Boy was their first one.
And here they are, almost 40 years later.
I Will Follow. That was the hit.
Oh, sing me that.
I'll play it for
you. I Will Follow.
Wait a minute.
I think we used to do that song in Geneva. Oh, there it is. Yeah, we definitely did. It's so funny. Bop. All right, so anyway, you two, you want to go? Be calling number 9 right now.
Sorry. Oh, God.
It's fine. All right.
It's off. You know it, though, right?
Sure. I'm telling you, we used to do that in Geneva in my cover band. Danny loved the U2. He was the other singer.
Danny. Did you bone that guy? Yeah.
Hey, get everything you need with real savings at Smart and Final, your Christmas holiday headquarters. Smart and Final, guys.
But you guys were never an item?
No. But we were on the road together.
So if no one in the crowd looked particularly handsome, Danny would do.
Yep.
All right.
We just got word from John Mayer's camp, you guys. I mean, yesterday this came down. So if you were listening to Alice yesterday afternoon, you no doubt heard. Unfortunately, his doctors are saying, let's take the rest of the year off.
So this is John Mayer, the star of Alice in Winterland, had his appendix burst. So listen to this, going back a minute. My friend Zeb, that I surf with all the time, flew to Dallas to see John Mayer play with Dead and Company.
He's a huge Dead
He
fan,
loves the
right?
Dead, okay. Absolutely loves them, and loves John Mayer, who he thinks he fits in. He thinks he's just an absolute guitar genius, which he's right, but he'd watched them play in Dallas, and on, I guess the next show from Dallas was to New Orleans, and in between there, the dude's appendix burst.
Right.
Or did it burst, or do we even know?
I think if it burst, it would be more serious. Maybe it did burst, and that's why he's got to not do any more shows. Usually it hurts for a long time, and then it goes. But you can die if it bursts.
Right. But you know those Dead shows, they're not short.
No. Their arduous trek through a musical desert.
Their 3 hours or whatever,
right.
And then in between one and the other,
his belly started
hurting. Ill, right?
Yeah. So what we're asking of you is that you hold on to those tickets. We're working right now to reschedule this show. This is we're not calling it a cancellation. It's a postponement.
It's the best possible answer as I thought about all the things our company could try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to just get a band to fill the slot isn't
going to happen.
The best move. The best move is ask John Mayer, come and make good on it later. Even if it's February, it's still good.
Right. Well, our boss spoke with John and John's people right after the fact. I mean, he's actually really close with all these people. Like, he's got a relationship, and John said, don't cancel. John himself said, don't cancel the show. I will try to play it Tuesday. If I can't do it, then we're going to figure the whole thing out. So if you've got tickets, hold on to them. That's what we're asking.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I was really excited to see him. I'm hoping that the Maren Morris, I was really excited to see her, too.
Yeah, so a lot of people were.
That continues to be a possibility.
Well, that's probably why we don't have the info already, is because I'm sure John's ready to do the dates, but we've got to get the club to...
All the elements.
All these things got
to
come together.
They have to put a whole new show together.
Uh-huh.
So that's in the works right now.
So it's a rescheduling. If you've got tickets, hang on.
Oh, speaking of tickets, we have Diane that won the U2 tickets.
Oh, congratulations, Diane. We'll have another pair tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yep.
Last pair is tomorrow. Oh, and you know what? We're going to have Taylor Swift tickets tomorrow.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ticket Central here.
It really is, Sarah.
I just wanted to show you this really quickly before I get to all whom and stuff. John Mayer posted a selfie from his hospital room in his Johnny, in his little gown.
I hadn't seen any of this.
Looking adorable. So there's that. Let's get to the stuff that Hooman has so diligently prepared. I haven't even heard what you've picked, Hooman, and I already want to say good job.
Thank you. Him with a black flag sticker on his phone.
So it's the end of the year. So the lists are upon us. We've gotten some information from YouTube, and we're going to talk first about the music videos. These are the most viewed music videos on YouTube this year. A lot of them, I have never heard of the song. A lot of Spanish stuff on here. At number 10, Enrique Iglesias.
So what I've done is I just chose portions of the video that you can kind of get a flavor of what they're doing. So here's the Enrique Iglesias song.
It's Subeme la Radio. So are we assuming that because the video was viewed so much that people weren't just listening to the song, they love the actual video?
Some of the videos you're going to watch are terrible.
All right, well, they're rocking out on a bus. So that was number 10. DJ Khaled. Am I the only one who notices that DJ Khaled goes nowhere without his little son anymore? That guy, I've watched him wheel that kid out onto talk shows in a stroller.
Wheel
like,
him out?
He had him dressed in a tux at, like, was it at the Grammys?
Yeah.
Was it like his little prop, his little accessory?
He is, like, this kid is, he's basically holding him up on the, you know, the heartstone. Here's the circle of life kind of thing. Like, this is your new champion, everyone. Meet your new leader, DJ Khaled's kid. I don't know the kid's name.
Well.
I'm sure it's...
Just so you know, standing just out of shot is a nanny ready to take that baby from him the second the shot is over.
I don't know. That dude is into that kid.
I'm into my kid, too, but some of the nonsense going on there, you need help.
Yeah.
He's not doing that crap alone.
Kid's a baby.
He's a multimillionaire rapper. He's not putting up with that crap.
Well, I guess it is just a prop, then. It's like his pet. Like, you know how some people have, like, the little dog bag with the dog head sticking out?
Or whatever.
So this music video is basically these guys saying, look at how rich we are and look at our incredible lives.
So it's I'm the One, Justin Bieber,
see that?
Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne.
That lady is so good at riding horses.
I love this video.
Oh, this is hilarious. It really is. Just they're in a freaking hedge maze, for God's sake. Like,
on a cliff overlooking
the
ocean.
Oh, it's quite the setting. Got some palm trees.
Is that lady smoking doobage?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Doobie weed, everyone.
I'm hoping they cut back to the girl on the horse.
You should have seen her ride.
She's big on top and she's got a little bikini on, holding her in. Anywho.
Oh, they're playing croquet.
Of course they are. That's what the rich people do. So that's number 9 most viewed music video on YouTube. Jason Derulo, Swalla.
All right, so this one's at the level of the one we just saw. I mean, just take this one in, Vin.
Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla $ign are Jason Derulo's guests on Swalla.
Here it comes.
Oh, so these... He's got like a human centipede chain coming off him where they're all just kind of humping the ground.
Yeah, I mean, that move they were doing, I was like, hey, that's my move. You know, the hip thrusting. That's
right. That is what the dudes do.
Yeah.
Okay. So people
like that?
People like this one.
Ben, your thoughts?
You know, I love dancing.
Drink.
I don't like this song, though. Do you?
Well,
well,
it sends
I don't
a bad
like the
message.
Directive. Yeah, I mean, what if I don't want to drink and swallow?
Yeah.
And what are we talking about again?
Yeah,
like
what
I
are
didn't
we talking
know.
About?
Anyway, that's the number 8 video. Nicki Jam's El Amante is number 7.
All right, this could be the worst video in the bunch. I don't get it. I don't even know why.
What's
anyone
it about, Hooman?
Well, I've never even heard of Nicki Jam.
Yeah, just play it. And let's.
Oh, all right.
You want to explain
so
what's happening?
He's just like some girl. He's looking at his records on the wall.
He's not speaking English.
No, there's a lot of those. Number 6 is Ahora Dice.
All right, hold on.
Chris Jede with a bunch of guests I've
what
also
number is
never
this?
Heard. This is number 6.
All right.
All right, I like this guy's voice.
This is the 10 most viewed videos on YouTube this year.
It's like a Fast and Furious video.
So we're skipping up. We're running out of time, Hooman.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow.
I don't mean to
spend
push
all
you.
This time on
I know.
Moment.
I.
All right. You got
Bruno right. Mars. That's what I like.
Have you seen this video? It's not very elaborate. It's just.
It's got like drawings of wheels.
He's pretty
it's creative,
good though,
though.
Either way.
Oh, he's amazing. Coming in at number 4, Felices Los 4, Maluma.
Oh, this chick is so ridiculously hot. Watch this, bro.
Is she Maluma?
Yeah, he's a bartender. He picked up this chick.
Aye, aye, aye.
Boy, this, I wonder why people are watching this video.
This girl.
The chick is wearing no clothes.
So beautiful. What do you think, Vin?
She a keeper?
Who even knows what he's singing about, but.
All right, number 3.
I give him credit for casting her in the role. I have a funny feeling we're going to see those two getting married anytime soon, right?
He just spent the day with her on the set and went, you're the one.
Yeah,
what is
yep.
the name of
you're
the video?
The one.
It's that's Felices Los 4.
Hubba, hubba.
Mi Gente. This is one of the top songs right now. J Balvin and Willie William.
The video isn't that great, but the song is good.
The number 2 video is, we don't need to watch it, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Oh, you haven't seen it though, have you?
All right.
He's a boxer.
Oh, I think I have seen this
Oh, you
one,
have?
Right? Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at him go.
This is before 2 broken arms.
Oh, is he going to box with that lady? Is that what I'm... Yeah, this is before he broke both his arms, Vinny.
Have you seen this? It's funny. Yeah. I don't know.
That's well, it's Ed Sheeran boxing, so it's exactly what you,
okay.
you know.
Yeah, it's what you expect.
You got a little collared shirt there.
And then, of course.
And the number 1 most viewed video, 4.4 billion hits in just 11 months.
Ready?
It's the most viewed video of all time, too. Yes, Vinny.
If we have a second. So none of these people were paid for this many millions of views, right?
Well,
none of this.
They get some money if they get enough views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because they either get ads or they get like, I'm not sure. I think if you click, I want to monetize my video.
Yeah.
They'll put ads on it, and mm-hmm. then you do get some money.
Some
I don't know how
money,
much.
Pennies, basically. These people are not, all these views are people who they didn't buy the record.
Right. But if you get 4.4 billion hits, you're making some money. So.
Whoa.
I saw that move.
That was super aggressive.
That chick is super hot,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
All right.
I would think that would have, that's like banging your hip bones together the way they did that.
Yeah, that
Ouch.
Actually looked painful. So, Despacito, it is the most viewed video of all time after just 11 months. And also, of course, this year's most.
Wait, it beat Gangnam?
Everything. 4.4 billion hits in 11 months.
I don't even remember that word. What is it?
Gangnam
Style.
Thank you.
Do you have time for this next thing or no?
No,
okay,
I don't.
What?
I definitely don't. But I do have the viral videos. These are YouTube's most viral videos.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Do you want to? I know I'm never going to get to it today. So let me just tell you a couple of them real quick. The video where the guy's doing an interview with the BBC and the kid comes
See?
In. And
yeah,
the,
I remember this.
Then there's an animated short called In a Heartbeat, an uncensored comedic video on the history of the world. Have you ever seen any of the Donald Trump bad lip reading videos? There's a whole series of them. They're great. So it's little groupings of people, and you can see their mouths moving, and someone is doing a voiceover. So there was an episode of that.
You suck.
I really don't like it as much as everyone seems to.
They're so funny.
No, not that. Just the Trump overload. It's like, it really hurts me.
Lady Gaga's full Super Bowl halftime show, which of course started on the roof. It's okay. All right, Ed Sheeran's episode of Carpool Karaoke. The little ventriloquist girl from America's Got Talent, Darcy Lynn. Oh. She's got the number 4 most viral
video.
She's
not even trying. I don't know how she won.
And then, two of the last one.
Well, hold on. A video of insane ping pong trick shots was number 3. There's a video of dance choreography set to Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. That was the number 2 most viral video. And a man singing in an oyster suit from a Thai singing competition, which has somehow earned over 182 million views.
Oh my God, because it's so creepy.
Like, why is he an oyster?
I don't know, but who would have even have guessed that that's an oyster?
Well, he's got pearls all over his face. He's got a pearl necklace everywhere.
I wouldn't guess.
Oh, and are those the other there was like an octopus backstage.
Yeah,
I mean,
and a lion. Everyone's going crazy at this part.
Okay, that's the number one.
Look, that's an oyster. You see that and you think oyster.
No, I think alien.
Look at that guy.
What is happening? What is this show?
This is
This is America's Got Talent.
It's America's
Thailand.
Got Talent in Thailand.
And this is the number one.
This is the number one most viewed viral video. 182 million views this year for some reason. You know what? Put that one on our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can easily find that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
MDMA.
Oh.
And the weed. Make your next news break. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by HSBC Bank. 7 o'clock this morning, just after, we'll be giving you this hour's code word so that you can win the most amazing trip. It's a trip for 4 nights to the Cosmopolitan in Vegas. You'll see a bunch of bands, including the Foo Fighters, Duran Duran, the Zac Brown Band, all at the Chelsea. This is the New Year's Eve celebration in Vegas. Your chance to win it is coming up at 7 o'clock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For December, check out Oakland's Lower Hills.
All right.
The Lower Hills, dude. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Let's go.
Okay, so I have a lot of big stories today, so I'll try to space them out, and I most definitely don't like to repeat stuff. We want you to listen to all 4 hours. And we'll do a secret show today, right?
Right, yeah.
So, you know, there's a fifth hour
with our friend
you.
Rudy.
Oh, Rudy's right, coming Rudy's in there. For the movies review.
Where are we going to put him?
I was thinking he can sit at the board where Bryn was saying that when a guest comes in, we'll put him in Bryn's seat because there's a mic right there. And as long as he doesn't touch any of the buttons, everything should be okay.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll put him there. And Vaughn can sit, you know, beside him to run the recording.
Well, that's going to be weird.
All squeezed in together.
Nah, it'll be fine.
Well, we won't be able to see. Never mind. Who cares? The secret show, though, we are doing one today, and it's new and improved. Please.
Right.
Enjoy the new and improved podcast at RadioAlice.com.
Right. It's not censored anymore. So it's a new and improved podcast in an old and unimproved studio.
Right. One step forward, two steps back.
Two steps back.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
Don't forget the Lower Hills of Oakland, everyone.
Yes.
They're fantastic this time of year.
I could never forget.
Okay, so one of the big stories of the day, Australia makes same-sex marriage legal. Way to go, Australia. They
Very
voted
nice.
Overwhelmingly to legalize same-sex marriage yesterday. Or today.
Their time is funky.
It's different than us, right. What time is it in China?
16 hours ahead.
It doesn't matter. Overcoming years of conservative resistance, they enacted change that the public had clearly chosen.
Mm-hmm.
They want it. They want this available. So this is good news. I mean, I can read all the stuff, but the bottom line is you
can have... Starting in 2018,
you
can gay marry.
In Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. I saw another big story. I think maybe this was early this morning. Volkswagen official Oliver Schmidt. You know that guy?
I don't.
He's been sentenced to 7 years in prison and handed a $400,000 fine. In August, the former Volkswagen manager in Michigan pleaded guilty for his role in the automaker's emission cheating scheme.
Good.
They say he's the highest-ranking Volkswagen official so far to actually get a sentence.
Right.
Wow, 7 years.
One of the reasons is they're all in Germany.
Oh. Oh.
He was in Germany. He came back here for a vacation with his wife. And they busted him.
Oh, what was he thinking?
He wasn't.
The company admitted back in 2015 that it installed software designed to cheat emissions tests in millions of vehicles. In truth, those cars emitted up to 35 times the legal level of nitrogen oxide, a pollutant that causes respiratory problems and also makes vegetation prone to disease. So, again, this is the highest-ranking Volkswagen employee to be convicted so far. The other, the other execs involved are all in Germany.
Yeah.
And they won't be extradited, so there's no chance. And now that they know, they won't even be visiting.
Well, right, I was going to say, they, you know, what are we going to wait for them to enter the country?
What if the American government says to the other seven, hey, listen, if you guys all come, you can all serve 1 year. Or this guy stays in jail for 7 years.
I think they'll say...
I think they'll be like, that guy, we are willing to make the sacrifice.
Yeah, they're screening that call, and they don't even pick
right.
up.
That's I don't want to hear your offer, because then I'll feel bad about myself that I didn't do it. I'm very sorry for his seven-year sentence.
This guy says, for his part in it, a script or talking points I was directed to follow for a meeting, this is with the federal government, was approved by management-level supervisors at VW, including a high-ranking in-house lawyer. The judge said, you viewed this cover-up as an opportunity to shine and climb up the corpo ladder. So this guy agreed to follow these talking points, knowing they were false, and the judge said no.
Good.
So.
Well, nice that one guy paid.
The one guy.
Right.
Who was dumb enough to come back into the country.
So scuzzy. How does, you know, I still see tons of Volkswagen ads. Like nothing happened.
Well.
How are they doing?
They have a boatload of money.
Did they still sell tons of cars?
I don't know. I don't know how anyone buys from them again.
I would never buy from them.
I wouldn't either. But you have to believe they're trying their hardest.
I'm sure.
To fix their rep. I still see the TDIs out there. That's the one.
Right.
So it's weird that there's people who've just decided not to turn that thing in. I guess because maybe they won't get enough return on their...
Right, their initial investment.
Did you take a loss on that in the end, do you think, Hooman?
The car cost me $25,000 and I walked out of there with $21,000. Oh, so I lost $4,000.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, but you drove it for how long?
From 2012 to 2016.
Yeah. Listen, that's actually... You got... That's a... decent return because a car you couldn't have sold that car for $21,000.
So I'm
no
reading,
way, Jose.
Mm-mm.
It looks like the settlement for all the cars cost them $14.7 billion. So they must have a lot more money.
Well,
than
at
that.
The time when before all this news broke, VW had been boasting about wanting to be the biggest car company in the world.
Yeah.
So they've got a ton of money and they had lofty goals, and unfortunately, they got caught.
No, fortunately.
Well, I mean, for them.
Fortunately for
right
Earth.
Right there in the middle. Right.
They got caught.
Right there in the middle of all their nonsense, they were caught. Have you heard of scromiting?
No, scromiting.
Have you heard of cromiting?
No.
No?
Have you heard of bromiting?
Have you heard of vomiting?
Have you heard of tromiting?
I haven't heard of bromiting. What is bromiting, Hooman?
Well, I just wanted to keep the ing
the
bromiting. Oh, no. There's actually these first two that I mentioned are things.
Yeah.
So this is a real story.
Okay.
A mysterious illness induced by excessive marijuana use can cause bouts of uncontrolled vomiting and debilitating nausea. Doctors say they've only recently begun to recognize this cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome.
So this is, you've just smoked too much weed.
Yep.
A or condition is it edibles?
Characterized by chronic cannabis use. They say there's cycles of nausea and vomiting and a compulsion to take hot baths and showers.
Oh.
It only affects a small portion of the population, and it involves heavy long-term marijuana use. But they're saying they are now seeing this in emergency rooms more often. Hmm. One of the doctors described the symptoms as scromiting, and it's vomiting and screaming happening at the same time as they're in the ER. Another
that's incredible.
Another nurse. another doctor, excuse me, Dr. Linda Huynh, a gastroenterologist at Stanford Healthcare.
Ding, ding.
Shame.
Said she encounters about 3 to 4 patients a month with CHS, and she describes the syndrome, in her opinion, as cromiting. She says, I see more crying and vomiting and less screaming.
That makes more sense. You definitely want to cry when you're vomiting.
Oh, man. Sometimes you're crying, you can't help it. You're like, you know, your whole face feels like it's exploding outward.
It sucks so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Vomiting is just vomiting terrible.
Is awful.
And you're waiting by the toilet of all places, too.
Just sitting there, and you're sitting low, too, like down near where you just don't want to be anywhere near there. And then you're like an arm over the seat, and you're just waiting to. Oh.
And if someone is willing to be in your house and sick and like in the TV room with the vomit bucket near them, you walk into that room and just U-turn because you're like, no, I don't want to be here while you start to boot. I'll go anywhere else. Thank you.
Well, I mean, you have the bucket in case it just like hits you over the head and you have to barf. Like, aren't you going to try to get to the bathroom? Like, no one wants to deal with the bucket.
Right.
Right? Like,
I don't
know.
What I'm trying to say is there's the warning if you're in a house with someone that you need to not be in that room.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming. That sound. You know the one.
I hate that sound.
It makes you want to sympathy vomit.
And you're like, oh, my God.
God, vomiting is the
it is,
worst.
It is horrible.
Let's not. We should move on. I'm sure people are like, yeah, it is the worst. Stop talking about it. I'm like actually feeling bogus right now.
Are you?
Ugh.
A 27-year-old. I'm just
remembering all the times.
You know, I have to say, I don't smoke pot anymore, but I smoked a lot of pot as a young man, and I never experienced
scromiting.
CHS. Cannabinoid. Hypermesis syndrome. I never experienced that.
Yeah.
It does seem like it's probably pretty rare. And you'd have to smoke a lot. Because there were days I'd smoke 3 to 5 times a day.
I wonder if this is the new edibles thing.
I don't know.
Possibly.
I'm with you. I've never experienced it. I used to smoke a ton of pot. Everybody I knew smoked a ton of pot. Nobody ever barfed from it. But as much as I used to like pot, the edibles were always devastating. And some people can cope with them, and maybe that's it. I mean, that seems like...
Yeah, but don't you see... We just talked about this the other day. I know someone who's now taking an edible every night
to go to sleep.
Every night.
Yeah.
And actually, what's weird is I almost... To me, that seems like, oh, well, it's way better than trying to do Tylenol PM every night or, you know, pound 5 drinks every night or whatever. Why is that different? I don't know why. It seems like it'd be less harsh on your gut.
Right.
Pills are not good for your gut, right?
It does seem like, and I also worry about dependence with stuff like that. Like, I mean, with our schedules, believe me, there's been a temptation to take a sleeping pill. But not only do I not want to get addicted to it, I want to be 100% in the morning.
Well, yeah.
You know, that's, so I would worry that I would take a cannabinoid and be not myself somehow.
Yeah.
Right. Just like,
well, and what's the other one that Tiger was taking it too? It's that sleeping pill everyone loves.
Ambien.
They all love that. A lot of people take that regularly.
I'm afraid of that just because people of the side effects with sleepwalking, or you get in your car and drive somewhere, You don't know what you're doing.
That seems more like a party drug than a sleep drug.
Ambien does.
People have like a lot of Ambien sex.
I hear it.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Tiger said that.
Yeah, that there's like there's a whole other thing with Ambien. I just want something that's going to knock me out, not something that's going to make me horny for weird ethereal sex.
I don't know. The way you just described that, it sounded kind of good. No. Weird ethereal sex?
No, thanks.
Sign me up.
It seems like it'll take too long.
Where do you got to be?
Asleep in dreamland.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, Vinny, I've been trying to get for years to get my husband to make a trust. He's the worst procrastinator. Any suggestions on how to motivate him to get it done? Our kid is already 14. Here's what I would suggest. Go do it yourself.
Yeah.
You are waiting for someone who's not going to get it done, and your excuse is that he's supposed to do it.
Yeah. Call a lawyer.
Go do it yourself.
Yeah. It's actually pretty easy to get that ball rolling. Call a lawyer. Tell them you want to do it. They've got a boilerplate thing, and then you go in. They make an appointment. You go in. You customize it. You figure it all out.
When you are around someone who procrastinates,
you have to do the stuff.
You should just decide you're not going to let them slow the pace by which you get things done and just do stuff yourself.
Unless you're also a procrastinator.
Well, it sounds like she is.
Yeah.
Or it could be a he.
I suppose.
Well, they have a kid.
Well, they could have adopted.
All right, then. I don't know, man or woman, I would say do it yourself.
Yeah.
That's my suggestion
to
you.
Get it rolling.
And hopefully he feels guilty as he sees you compiling all the stuff.
Right. Because that's the thing about trust, too. You go in, you set it all up, but then you have to actually fund the trust. Like your house, your bank account, your cars.
So you have to change a lot of paperwork.
But it's just that. It's paperwork. There's a form for all of it. You're not going to walk. People are going to give you the blank look like, what are you talking about? Other people have put stuff in trust before, and it's a lot of work,
it's a cold splash of water, though. Well, maybe not for you, because we're telling you now. But for me, when I walked in, I was like, I would be happy to have you do all this stuff for me. And she went,
no, you do this stuff.
I'm going to show you all the stuff you need to do. And I was like, oh.
Well, she gives you a list, though.
Oh, come on.
This is what you have to do.
What am I paying you for? She was like, I'll tell you. Here, let me show you. Now, cracked the whip and sent me on my way. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with David Cassidy's will. Some interesting stuff in there. He just passed, as you know, 2 weeks ago?
Hmm.
And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.